Romans 10, 9 to 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The title of my message is, Can I Be Sure of Heaven When I Die? First of all, we will talk of the Roman Catholics. They are a system of salvation by good works. So, they will have some good works to present to God, but not very much they think so. But Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 tells us that all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we are all like an unclean thing. So instead of presenting any good works, we present zero. Protestant or Roman Catholic is the same. Not one person on this world can present any one good work and be saved. So they are lost. They will have to go to purgatory. That is the first hell. To be burn off their sins first before they can go to heaven. Roman Catholicism is a religion of fear, and we want to lead any Roman Catholic brother or sister who have come here to hear the word to get out of that system. Our religion is a religion of love, of joy and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, if you are a Lutheran, and then you are very famously not saved by works but by faith, and of verse, the just shall live by faith. And so, it is not works but by faith, but the Lutherans say, you cannot say, be sure of heaven, until you really have died on the point of death, then you can say, you cannot be sure of heaven until you die. I have a still then 10 years older than I, Andrew Bohr by name, a Norwegian, and Norwegians mostly are Lutherans. He liked our college very much, but disliked a Calvinistic saying. First, once saved, always saved. He got very angry with me. You can never be sure. So that is the case of a Lutheran. How about the general church people? I'm talking of Protestant churches around. They are rather hazy. And there are two groups. One group is the uninstructed. So once I asked an old lady of even our own mother church in Prinsep Street, and I asked her, when you come to the day of death, can you tell me you'll go up or go down? She closed her eyes for 1 or 2 minutes. And she said, I cannot tell. That is the condition of many who come to church, who go to church, and they are not well instructed. The other group that are hazy are those quite well instructed, but they reject or somehow it never enters their mind. And they have their own idea of salvation. Once in Jerusalem, I spoke to a very devout sales girl about heaven. And as a Jew, she knows very well the Ten Commandments. We do our best to keep the Ten Commandments and give charity. I would like to say that the second group in the church are something like that. They think that unless they do good by keeping the Ten Commandments zealously and giving charity, they will not be saved. So once, the mother of a FABC student, she quarreled with her husband before church. And she felt remorseful. So when he attended church, she put $5 into the offering bag. And she told me this as if she was making amends. Well, $5 was big money 40 years ago. So she thought that she must do something. To be working a way of salvation to heaven is what they think. So I had a girl, when I asked her the same question, are you sure of heaven? Can you be sure of heaven before you die? She said, when I was younger, I was sure, but now that I've grown up, I become more sinful. I'm less sure. Well, such a statement is in line with John chapter 5 verse 29, which says that they have done good will be that they have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. And this may be the case of some of us here. We are living in sin, that unless we repent from our sins, we cannot be sure of heaven. There are four Chinese sins that I enumerate to you. In fact, there is a rhyme. They are smoking, drinking, not drinking water or Pepsi Cola, but drinking wine or beer, alcoholic, womanizing, and gambling. When you are doing these things, how can you be sure of heaven? But now, the church has added another sin, which is not sin, they say, homosexuality. And you have got a homosexual bishop in the Anglican Church, that if a man would marry a man and a woman would marry a woman, they can get it done in California. And you dare not say anything against it there. Or I would not dare to say anything there, because they will really come after you and kill you. How sad it is. Now we thank the Lord that He is our salvation. Jonah 1:9. We are all lost sinners. And we are like patients, dying patients. And we come to look for the doctor. It is not that the patient coming to see the doctor will try to heal himself, that he will cooperate. He cannot. But only the doctor, Jesus, who is a great doctor, who can heal us and who can save us. And the formula is given here, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That if you will come and confess Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he died on the cross to pay the penalty of your sins, and that he was buried, and on the third day he rose again, and he conquered sin, and he will save you, as many as will call upon him.
that if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, must be interpreted that if you confess Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that he was crucified to pay the penalty of your sins, and he conquered death, and he rose again on the third day, and if you come and seek him, then you will be saved and you will be sure of heaven when you die. I had a dream of this message one afternoon before I went to see my cousin, Dr. To Siang Pang, for whom we prayed just now. And the marvelous part was that before I spoke, he spoke aloud first. "I'm ready to go." And he said that he is not afraid to die because he has completely trusted in the Lord and his Savior. And then he said he was not afraid. There were about 10 members of his extended family, sisters and a brother also there. And my brother was also there. He was supposed to speak, but I said, "Let me say something too." And they said, "Oh, let you speak." I'm so happy that I preach the same message. And those in his extended family, and naturally I pray particularly for the wife, that if she is not sure, now to make sure, how wonderful it will be. And now the turn comes for you. Are you sure of heaven when you come to die? But if you are not sure, I pray that you make it sure before we leave this hall. Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, how the angels rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repented. And we confess ourselves that we are lost sinners by ourselves. And how wonderful it is to have Jesus, our Lord, the Son of God. As now we pray, if there is anyone here who is not sure of heaven when you come to die, just raise your hands and I'll pray for you to make it sure. Anyone here who would seek the Lord? As we pray and our eyes are closed, do raise your hand. On my left side, anyone? Center, anyone? And on my right side, anyone?
O Lord, make me sure by receiving you now as my Savior. Let us pray. Our Father, indeed we pray that you may have mercy on each one of us, that we seek your salvation. And as we believe that thou hast died to pay for the penalty of our sins, and you have risen, conquering death and sin for us, we believe with all our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.